You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The cause of the worshipping the idol, the golden calf, was, the cause was, no, they, well, how come they decided to make an idol? So what does it say in Torah? They saw that Moshe is late. That's what it says in the Torah. Vayaham ki boshesh Moshe lavo. So maybe you can help me. Is that true?
No.
It's not true. So how come the Torah says something that is not true?
As the Gahel Unha, when they made the wrong calculation, they thought he was late.
But it doesn't say that in the Torah. It says they saw that he's late.
Whatever you think it happened, that's why it says.
No. So, no, the point over here is, this is a negative point about Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. But why are you saying something that doesn't, no, has no truth in it? He wasn't late. They made a mistake. But it says in the Torah that, you know, they saw he's late.
Maybe because he was debating with Hashem for 7 days.
No, but we're talking about the nation that, you know, they made a mistake. But here the Torah doesn't say that. Now, here, I found very interesting insight from Harav Tiferet Shlomo Zatzal. It's a very beautiful thing. It says, when it says in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom came late, it says boshesh, boshesh. What does boshesh means? Some say that you cut it in half, it's boshesh, 6 hours. That's what they made a mistake. But we have a term in Hebrew that we use as busha. What does busha mean?
Shame.
Embarrassment. Shame. Exactly, right? So now here, Harav says a beautiful thing. He says, when he says, Vayarham ki boshesh Moshe lavo, actually is expressing the feeling of Moshe. Because when Hashem told him, you know what happened? Ay, 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 these people that you brought up in Sinai, see what disaster they came up with. So now, as a leader, how do you feel to come back?
Embarrassed.
Ay, ay, ay. How beautiful it is. Yeah, it says, Mashallah, Shalom, was shameful to come back to these people. Ay, 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 what did you do? What did you do? Who should be embarrassed here? Who? People. But here you see, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, he felt so terrible. Ay, ay, ay. What am I going to do with these people now? You know, what they...
Like the father get ashamed.
Exactly. Exactly.
When a group makes a mistake, who is held responsible? The leader. That's a normal
that could make sense, but if, as a teacher, as a father, as a coach, when you try to direct nasihat, are you the one to be blamed? I told you, not one time. Not twice, not 3 times, 100 times. Why should I be guilty for this? But the problem here is, not I'm the one to be blamed, but I feel terrible, as a father, as a teacher, as a coach, as a head of the family.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. Why? Because...
Feel like you did not do your job as you should have done.
But that's not the depth of matter. I did even more than what I supposed to do. I did. But the point of matter here is, you know, you're part of me. They call it, you're part of my liver. So I feel for you. It hurts me. But I did whatever I could do. I even did more than what I, could do. But not at all. That has nothing to do with it. But here, the point of matter here is, we see the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, Boshesh. He had such a, it crashes you. You know, he worked so hard. You know what he went through. And in life, that's how it is. You know, he worked so hard. You care about people. And, you know, you give everything. Then you see, ay, ay, ay. Exactly. It just drains you, right? Because you feel for people. You know, it's very interesting. You know, sometimes you see on the street, all of a sudden, it's the ambulance. You know, sometimes they carry shish kebab, in the ambulance. You know, it happened, in Iran, 12 o'clock every day, they will hear the ambulance. 12 o'clock, and then they find out they're carrying. Yeah, right. So they wanted to get it to the place out. Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. You see some people right away pull to the side. And some people just, go. Why do they go?
Why do they go?
No, I mean, they don't pull to the side.
Why?
No, it's behind you. No, I don't think that's the reason. No, according to law, you have to pull to the side. Yeah, you have to pull over. Ah, very nice. See, if your car, you're blasting the music. Exactly, yeah. So don't hear the ambulance. You don't hear the ambulance. And that's how in the life. When your ears blasted with other things, no matter what people tell you, they stand in front of you hours and hours and hours and say, Habibi, wake up. But he's enjoying the blasted music in his ear. There's no change. But it hurts you, really, Say, Hey, Kash, I could make a difference in his life for his benefit, his family benefit, for his life. But what can you do? The ambulance, now, then you see, he goes. Why? Because he doesn't hear. You know what the sound is going around? He doesn't hear. And then all of a sudden you say, hey, he went in front of him. You say, wow, I didn't hear him. Of course you don't hear him. Why? Because it's too much noise in your head already. You can hear the ambulance. And that's how it is in life. You say and you repeat and you try. Doesn't work. Hashem is like, there was not a shame to turn down the volume a little bit, at least, to hear this. Yeah, to hear Bezat Hashem these direction from the heaven. Give us Bezat Hashem. Harvei Nachat, Samachot, Besorot Tovot Bezat Hashem. Lekol Am Yisrael, Bekarov. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.